ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Na Mban with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we spoke to Jim Horan, Administrative Officer for the Environmental Section of Mayo County Council, and Tom MacDonald, Regional Coordinator for the Climate Action in the Western Region, about the beaches in County Mayo. Jim begins by telling us about our county's blue flag beaches.
We have 12 this year and 6 Green Coast Awards, so it's 18 in total. Just to say that Blue Flag is an international award, recognises excellent beach quality and water quality and a certain level of infrastructure, and that differs it from the Green Coast. The Blue Flags are operated in Ireland by Antoshka, and we received 12 Blue Flags for Dwyga, Ely Bay, Kiel, Keem, Mullaghroe, Mulranny, Ross, Killala, Silver Strand, Dugort, Golden Strand, Old Head, Bertra and Clare Island. And the last three were regained after a number of years without them.
Going forward, what's the future for Blue Flag and Green Flag beaches throughout County Mayo? Is there scope to improve these even further?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, the beaches and the bathing water is excellent quality for 4 years. So those are, we monitor all the beaches around under the 2008 EU Bathing Water Directive. And we monitor results for E. coli and other things for 4 years. The percentile is 95% before you can qualify for excellent water quality. So we're always reviewing the factors contributing to good water quality with a view to, you know, attaining excellent water quality for the upcoming seasons and with that blue flag status. And that's particularly the case in the last three there, which we've regained in terms of Old Head, Bertra and Clare Island. Resources, local community and councillors have all been involved in trying to improve the water quality, looking at solutions, and they've been delivered with 3 blue flags this year, which was the most of any county in Ireland.
Wonderful. And you spoke about local community and councillors there. What can the ordinary, everyday person do themselves to help sustain and improve these beaches?
Well, take notice of all the signage that we have there and also the work that our environment team and the MDs do in terms of keeping beaches clean. We have a saying to leave just footsteps and footprints on beaches and bring away your rubbish. Make sure the dunes are protected as well. The blue flag beaches also have dog restrictions in at certain times of the day, and these need to be adhered to because of the issues with dog fouling we've had over the years. It's a criterion for all blue flag beaches across Europe to have designated areas for swimmers and designated non-areas for dogs. So we've implemented these since last year. I think the water quality is improved by that, and we have an approach where we go out, talk to people and make sure they're doing that.
We'll move over to Tom for a moment. Tom, you're a diaspora. It's not just County Mayo. You're covering the northern half of the Atlantic seaboard across the country.
Yeah, so the Climate Action regional offices were set up. There's 4 in the country, and we represent the 5 local authorities of Galway City, County Mayo, Sligo and Donegal. So it's referred to as the Atlantic seaboard north. And there's 3 others then, one in Dublin, one in Cork and one in the Midlands.
And this project that's kind of going now, it's a campaign all around sand dunes, again, for the general public that mightn't have too much knowledge on this topic. Just explain it to them.
Yeah, it's a campaign we've been running for the last number of years called Protect Our Dunes. And it's about working with local communities to empower them and give them the knowledge and tools to help protect and care for local sand dune systems, because they are important. They provide natural protection against storms, flooding and erosion, as well as being important habitats for unique plants and animals. They are getting a lot of damage through tourism, and while that's welcome, we have to manage it in a way that respects the dunes and their natural assets.
You're working with 5 different boards essentially through this. Do things differ from board to board, or do you find that there are a lot of similarities and the end result is people have to do the same kind of things to help sustain these?
Yeah, it's similar across the board. You know, you've a beach in Galway City there in Grattan Beach, and you've as Rodalyn, as Falcarra and Donegal. So it is much the similar type methods that or type scenarios that protect these dunes. So we'll be putting out a campaign about them and different activities like, you know, walking and trampling on the grasses to stay off the dunes, parking camper vans on these protected areas. And for people to look out, I suppose, for birds and eggs, ground nesting birds that are very important within these, looking at erosion, you know, sliding down the dunes causes erosion, and that allows storms to do much more damage when they do occur.
Finally, I touched on it with Jim, but what are the small, simple steps that the everyday person can do and can go through in order to sustain these dunes? Because as we well know, our western seaboard here, we're quite unique in our ways, and it's important that we try and keep that for future generations to come.
Yeah, I suppose, as Jim said, respect the signs that are there. We have signs at beaches saying to stay off the dunes. We're going to run a number of, I suppose, workshops for local communities, and we'll advertise those in the next. We're going to do some in Bertra, Enniscrone, up in Falcarran, Donegal, Keel Beach and Achill as well. And they'll be pointing out how dune systems work to anyone who wants to come along. So keep an eye out on social media for that, and they'll be mornings only, and there'll be a bit of fun as well.
Gentlemen, thanks very much for your time, and for more details on both of these, you can check out mayocountycouncil.ie, and you can also check out caro.ie, that's caro.ie.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.